Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
Sometimes I don't think other people can understand the true pressures that you deal with in your own life.
Right.
We can understand the big picture pressures, like not getting the coronavirus.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're in on that one. But, you know, sometimes each of us, I believe, have instances in our lives where the pressure is on and you simply do not understand the nature of the situation. Like if you're me last night, hi, Zach Jackson, K92 Morning Thang, Antoine, Monica here as well. The pressure that you have when you are trying to grill dinner right before it rains.
Oh.
Outside, hurry, 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 raining, 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 clouds, wind, everybody run, run. Oh, my God. See, those are life's pressures right there. Good morning, everybody.
It's a struggle.
Hey,
it's a struggle.
Monica, start to show off with anxiety. How are you?
Exactly. Well, yeah, a deer hit this morning. Yay.
What'd you say?
So,
what?
I started to show. Yes, I was hitting home from the gym. So, yeah, I have a huge dent on the driver's side.
Wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. Wait, time out. Stop, okay, stop. Slow down. Slow down. Your mic skipped out for a second.
Yeah.
Did you say you hit a deer this morning?
Yes. Well, the deer hit me, actually. Yeah, it almost came through my driver's side window because my windows were down. I'm just, you know, driving and a deer just flew through. It hit my driver's side. So,
Monica was hit by a flying deer.
Like when I tell you, it was so close that I felt like a tick flew off the deer into my mouth. Like, it was that close.
Oh, good gracious. Were your windows down?
Yes.
Oh, my
like
God.
My windows literally were down.
Okay, Monica, before you continue this story, because this is a big deal. I mean, we need to get more of this story. I need you to reboot your system. I need you to reboot your system because something is wrong here. Because you sound terrible. So just go ahead, reboot your system. And she'll come back here in a second.
It sounds like she keeps driving under bridges.
If that's
like, there's
better.
A bridge. No,
it's worse.
I don't know if that's any better.
No, it's not any better. Is it going to be one of these days?
This is a rough morning for her already.
So
it is a rough morning.
As best we can tell so far, Monica was actually, she had a deer launched out of a cannon and into the side of her car. That's what I've gathered so far.
While that music was playing that you were just playing.
Oh, yeah,
of course. Okay, she's back. Monica, good morning. I think you sound
good.
Better right now.
Yes.
I think we're good. Monica's broadcasting live from the she shed, so you have to sort of...
It's one of those days.
There's anxiety, there's stress, it's one of those days because you were hit by a projectile deer?
Yes, well, you know how deer, you know, they just come out of the woods, just hopping and skipping. Good morning to you.
Okay.
You know?
I think deer are so dumb.
But I'm just driving.
They are.
Just...
So you're driving
but
this morning.
The deer, yes, I'm driving, and a deer just... You know, just jumped into the car, really. I'm just cruising. Luckily, like I said, my windows were down because the deer's head came through my window and back out. He flopped on the road, and then he jumped up and ran off.
Okay, so he ran away. So you injured this deer, as best you know, or you didn't. But
yes.
All you know is you were driving down the street because Monica goes to the gym super early in the morning because she's crazy.
Yuck.
And I guess... a deer, maybe from a rival gymnasium or something, that just decided to launch itself at the side of your car. So now you got a big dent in the side of your car, too.
I sure do.
Oh, my God.
And your car.
Driver's side and a bunch of hair.
And your car's not even a year old, is it?
Nope. Brand spanking new.
Oh,
too.
God.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Oh, it's been so long since I've seen Monica. Maybe she's had her car for 5 years because it's been 5 years.
It's not even been 12
Feels like
months
that.
Yet.
Oh.
That stinks. So I'm glad you're okay, first and foremost.
Yes.
Especially with you having a window down. It could have just hopped in the passenger side.
Well, as Monica said, she is quite confident a tick flew off of the deer and hit her in the mouth because, you know, deer, just dumb tick-ridden animals. That's all we have here.
That's right. Yes, covered in ticks and with big eyes. Like he made eye contact with me.
Oh, did he now?
Like that deer face. I'm like, what the? I guess he thought I was Uber. You know,
thought you an Uber was catching
person.
A ride.
Deer Uber. Man, this is a cry and shame right here because this is a spectacular story and Monica is telling it so well and her stupid connection is horrible.
It's going in and out right now.
So we're gonna pause for a second and try to reboot
it together.
This stupid thing. Anyway, so Monica
Yes.
Brooks.
Good morning.
Victim. Attacked by Bambi. vicious deer.
Bambi.
Ugh. You know, gosh, what a everywhere. Kick in the teeth, because Monica actually, he's got kick in the side of the car, I guess is the way to look at it, as a deer hit her this morning, is, you know, here you are going out and doing exercise at 5 o'clock in the morning, which is hard enough to do as it is.
And you're bettering yourself. You're trying to better yourself, your health.
You don't need the universe to be doing that kind of stuff to you. This is why we end up overweight and obese and you know, not wanting to go to the gym. And the stupid media sits there and says, we're all fat and you don't exercise enough. And you think, yeah, well, when I go, God throws deer at me. So what am I supposed to do?
It's here.
Oh, man. So how do we classify this this dent? Is this a significant dent in the side of the car?
Well, my door won't open.
Oh, God.
But like a crack. And I will say this, that I was able to squeeze through that crack. At first I thought that I would get stuck, but I'm like, I'm gonna punch this door open because I need to be able to get out of here.
All right.
So,
well,
I'm gonna have to
Look at it this way. That could have been a confidence boost for all the hard work you put in. That you were able to get, you know,
and
what
it
I mean?
Was
that you're able to get through.
You're
that,
exactly
that
right, because that's what I
door.
Felt.
You said, "Oh shucks, look at
I was
me
like,
now.
"Yeah, I got this booty through that crack."
There it is. Words to live by. I got this booty through that crack. And she has survived the vicious deer attack. And as Antoine points out, and I do agree, you know, Bambi has probably done us all a disservice over the years of getting us to feel some level of affection toward deer, because they really are one of the most nuisancey of nuisance animals at this point. And I hate to act all superior human, but you know what? We got thumbs, bitches, so we're going to go ahead and take over the world and whatever. And there's too many of them, and I think they play that, look at me, I'm all pretty. Wham! Side of the car.
I just think they're just like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, like when they're hopping and skipping. Like, I don't see a lot of intellect in the way that they move.
No,
not at all.
And I understand.
Because the deer that hit me this morning, his cousin was like in a nearby field, and I was like, oh, really? I was like, that? Your dumbass cousin just want to hit me like that? You know, so.
Yeah. So Monica is broadcasting live from the She Shed, a little bit in, a little bit out. We're dealing with her, I guess, internet connection or something. We're going to try to figure that out as well. But let's roll into the diamond of the day, shall we?
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
Yeah, I changed my story to something cute.
Okay.
Because we need something cute. Okay, so have you seen the little boy Jack? He's going viral because his mom posted a video where she was having a conversation with her young son. I think he's probably around, like, you know, 6 or 7. Really, he's young.
Okay.
And she was like, "Well, when you grow up, you have to move out into your own place, and you know, you go to school and you get a job." And he started to cry because he wants to stay home with mommy forever.
I know this is not a cute story. This is a horrible story. I know this story.
For
I live this story. This is my story, the Zach Jackson story.
I don't know the story. Finish the story. I don't know the story.
You know what? He's crying because he's like, I don't get to stay with mommy forever. And it's the sweetest thing because it's like, you know, mom was a little boy.
No, this is not a sweet story. This is a horror movie. This is a horror story, Antoine. I can fill in the rest of the story. It's that the little boy has realized, and he is saying, I'm never leaving the house. I don't want to leave. My son has said the exact same thing. And I got to be honest, with my kid, I believe him. I straight up believe that he is going to try to never leave the house. He's going to be the Hey Ma, the meatloaf guy. And he is going to be the entire time with all of that. Because he said to me one day in the car, he said, Dad, what happens when there's no houses? So what do you mean when there's no houses? Well, you know, if there's not enough houses, do sometimes people have to just live with their families? I said, well, you know, I suppose that would be one of the alternatives, yes, if they didn't have a family. And he says, I'm going to do that.
Nope.
Wait, what? No. This what you're talking about. There's plenty of houses. I'm gonna go ahead and
there's
get
not
you.
Enough.
Yep, I'll get your real estate map. I'm gonna sit you down with Kid Carter. He'll let you know all about
there's
all
not
the different
enough
houses.
Oh nope. No, he has to stay home.
You know, if you go out to places like Montana, Antoine, land. There's a lot of land out there.
All right.
Faux show.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for Zach and Monica. Mm-hmm. Normally we do the hot seat on Monday, but we're gonna do it on Wednesday now.
Go for it.
I just need a one word answer. Both of you guys have two kids.
Mm-hmm.
One of your kids can never move out. Which one is it?
It's my daughter.
It's Bella for you.
It's Isabella, yes. She can never move out. That's fine. Because then I can protect her from boys.
Okay.
And she's smarter and she's more helpful.
Lyndon has to go.
Oh, he's got to go.
All right,
he's
Monica.
Gotta go.
One word answer. Ava or Hendrix. One of them cannot move out. They have to stay with you. Which one is it?
Oh, I would have to go Ava too. Like, little girls.
Y'all are treating these little boys like they are just outcasts.
They are. Well, you know what? They need to grow up and
become
men.
When you think about the movie 300, the guys have to go out there.
Exactly.
What in the? Spartacus?
I wasn't thinking of it in that, go kill yourself in war sort of way, but, I suppose that would be an extreme situation.
No, we don't want that. That's
Kate,
extreme.
Kate,
but I'm just saying,
yes, go ahead.
But Ava, she is really responsible, everything else. I guess I probably should switch. And
yeah,
just have
let Ava go. Let Isabella go if they're the more responsible ones.
No, because then if you enable the irresponsible behavior, he's never going to get any better. Again, you're serving the meatloaf to the guy in the basement. My daughter will at least still go out and get a job. She'll probably figure out a way to maybe help me build an extra wing on the house so she can have somewhere to live. He ain't going to do that. He's going to sit in the basement, turn it into his fart cave, and that'll be the end of it. So no. I'm keeping the daughter. The bad news, Monica hit a deer with her car or vice versa.
No, mm-hmm. A deer ran into her car.
Now, that may be the case.
Yes.
Well, if I hit the deer, I would think that it would be my front would be jacked up.
That's what I was thinking.
I suppose.
I can't hit him from the side.
Unless you opened your door into the deer.
I am not one to rule out, Antoine, that Monica, of all the people I know, and I'm not saying she did this, but if you sat me down and said, Zach, please give me one name and one name only of a person in your life that you think is capable of driving sideways down the road, I would select Monica. That would be my
Tokyo Drift.
Yeah. So if she would be playing Tokyo Drift,
yep.
Not on purpose,
but Monica,
she would be playing it.
Monica, I totally understand your pain. I used to have a Mustang, and within 4 months of having the Mustang, a deer ran into me, and I just cried. I bawled like a baby. Because that was my first like real purchase as an adult.
Yeah.
And within 4 months, I never hated an animal as much as I hated that deer.
What is it about having the target of actually investing the money, not in investing because it's a terrible investment to get a new car, but to the actually spending the money, getting yourself a new car. And it is. It's as if there's an invisible bullseye on these things. I mean,
yes.
Let's remember that. 2 weeks into my brand new car, it got pelted with a hailstorm that caused $4,000 in damage.
That's right.
Come on.
That's the way it goes.
I know. Text 52353. This person says, I hit a deer yesterday and quite literally knocked the poop out of him because it left a pile right on the bumper.
Ew.
Yikes. Brian in Whitville says he wants to laugh at you, Monica, but then he's afraid that you're going to send the deer family to find him. So he doesn't want to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to laugh. No.
Well, because and not you want Monica won't send the deer family. Karma will. The universe will.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they're everywhere. I mean, they're everywhere. So you just don't even. Mm-mm.
Yeah. It hitting animals is so weird. The random ones that people have hit.
Uh-huh.
We had an apartment in the back of our house when I was a kid, and the dude that lived in there, his entire car totaled because he hit a turkey. He was
a turkey.
Yeah, actually, I've heard. I think Brett Sharp, somebody recently has told me about hitting a turkey.
Because they're big.
Yeah.
A wild turkey is big. And what happened, which is even scarier, is he was driving on a bridge. So it was like a larger bridge.
Ugh.
And this turkey like flew through the air and crashed through his windshield. I mean, just messed
That's
the entire
terrible.
Car up. I know. So, if you want to share along in this conversation, 52353.
Share the most random animal that you hit.
Your car pain.
I think turkey is number one right now.
Yeah. Possum. That's a tough one because they've got that big.
A skunk.
Skunks are.
I know somebody that's hit a horse before.
I've unfortunately seen that happen as well.
Yeah,
and it
that's.
Is. Yeah, that's a large animal. I mean, that's like hitting a building. That's basically the same thing with your car. You can also text in to 52353 any apologies that you would like to lay down because you've gone through the coronavirus land that we are in now, and you think, you know what, in hindsight, I need to apologize because maybe I've taken a group of people for granted.
Right.
I would say one that a lot of us have probably realized is the person at the grocery store that has to bag all of your groceries and bring all the carts back.
Mm-hmm.
The cart kid. I mean, he's got to touch every single one of them dang carts, and he's got to wipe them all down now.
That was me as a child.
Yes. I was me, too. I was that person. Or maybe what about the people that have to do all the click list shopping? I mean, they got a lot of work going on right now.
Yeah, they deserve a pay bump and a tip.
So I had to apologize to Monica and all the germaphobes of the world because I used to make fun of y'all. I apologize. I'm sorry to germaphobes, to all you freaking germaphobes who I always made fun of and always carried around your wipes and your hand sanitizer. I was like, look at them losers. Okay. Y'all are, I don't know why you have to be so overly cautious. Quit being afraid of the world, Monica.
Yeah, because I usually would have my wipes and everything in the studio, wipe it down when I walk in.
Uh-huh. And I was, look at Monica. Boy, she just thinks the rest of the world is gross. I mean, God, I even made fun of you for stealing hand sanitizer here at work. And I think in hindsight, I wish I'd been stealing it for years. So sorry, Monica, and all you germaphobes. Adventures in hitting stuff. Monica, dear.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And whether the deer hit Monica or vice versa, there was a deer that was hit. We're talking about a wild turkey getting hit. Text 52353. I hit a duck. So many feathers.
That visual makes me laugh. That visual. Shout out to all the ducks out there that may be listening, but that visual is hilarious.
I know, because that's just feathers everywhere.
You see feathers popping up.
I know. Brian in Whitville says too, and sometimes it's like the size of the animal versus the size of the truck. He said he ran over a coyote and he was driving a semi truck and trailer. He said, poof, coyote disappeared.
Abracadabra.
Yikes. Here's someone. This is a rough one. Text 52353. A coworker had a buzzard hit her windshield and found out as a defense mechanism when buzzards are scared, they vomit. So that buzzard just...
I do that when I'm scared, too.
Do you?
I just throw up.
I think if I got hit by a car, I might.
It's coming out of every...
Definitely going to pee a little. that's for sure. I do believe that our friend Sally in Roanoke wins the award for most unique animal that she hit with a car because she was in northwestern Pennsylvania and ran over a porcupine.
I forget that those are real animals.
Wow.
I know. They really just seem like cartoon animals,
don't
they?
I don't know if I've ever seen... In fact, I know. I've never seen one in real life before.
I've seen one at the zoo. That's about the only place. Yeah. But at the zoo, you think, whatever. That's just a beaver that they glued some sticks onto. I mean, that could be anything. Yeah, swerved to avoid it, but had changed direction. It changed directions at the same time. It's sort of like you try to avoid your dog when they're at your feet. And they always know to zig when you zig or zag when you zag. Hit a porcupine. That's an impressive one.
I would be worried about it getting stuck in my tire, so now I got a flat tire, too.
I know you got all that going on.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
The whole segment of people, I don't want to wear a mask. I don't care. I'm not going to do it. You can't make me. What if we pay you?
Every one of them would do it.
They'll
do it.
Now, of course, there is a catch, but you can get $20 for wearing your mask.
What's the catch?
In Vegas.
Okay.
So you just got to be in Vegas.
All right. I'll fly to Vegas for $20.
Yeah. So what Vegas is doing is part of the casinos are trying to open back up and they're trying to do it as safely as possible and whatever. Mm-hmm. There are some casinos that are offering people $20 in gambling credits. All I got to do is wear a mask. There you go.
It's easy. That's easy. Without that, you could probably buy a mask there that has the name of the casino on the mask.
It's probably on there anyway. The one that they give you, they probably hand it out to you for free. They'd be more than happy
MGM
to do it.
MGM Grand, here you go.
I'll give anybody listening 1,000 Morning Thang bonus points if they want to wear a mask. There, look at that.
I like that.
And they're good for all of our casinos.
All of them?
Mm-hmm. Any of the K92 Morning Thang hotels and casinos, you can totally do that. Oh, I hate the mask. I do.
I'm actually getting used to it.
Are you?
Because we have to wear them around here, like when we're in the hallways and things like that. Mm-hmm. And there was one day I was wearing it, walking through. I got in my car and drove probably 10 minutes before I realized the mask was still on.
Oh, you were one of those people that I see driving around by themselves in a car with a mask on. I think it's adorable.
I forgot that I had it on. I just got so used to it now.
I mean, it's a thing in Asian cultures. They've been doing
a little
this
dizzy
for a long time.
No, I can breathe just fine.
Yeah. Monica, your connection is even worse now. I'm just so you know.
A little shaky.
We're having a morning. I'm about ready to just pack it in and be like, you know what? Fine. You have to listen to things from 6 months ago, and we'll all pretend there's no coronavirus. All right. So $20 on the mask. Let's see what else we got here. Would you go to a concert if you have to walk through a big, you know, they have those misting things at concerts to cool you down?
Uh-huh.
What if it's a disinfectant spray?
I would do it.
I'm okay with one of those happening, too.
I would definitely do it.
I actually would like those in life, just in general. If we can, if they can actually come up with these things and they do disinfect and they don't hurt us, have them at every door of every store. I'm good with that.
I was just about to say, every single doorway, mm-hmm. just go ahead and put it in there.
And that even is not just for the coronavirus. I'm just talking about for the overall grossness of most humans.
Just put
I'm
some
fine
soap and water in there.
Right.
Just soap and water.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah, just a little, like, yeah. Dawn dish soap just comes out. You walk through, you're all clean and wonderful. Yeah, they're talking about that maybe being a thing, is having fans walk through a disinfectant mist. And your PSA of the day, please stop microwaving library books. It's not helping anything. I don't know why you think it's going to make the coronavirus come off your library books, but there's a couple problems with this.
Okay.
Putting paper in the microwave, there's a thing called fire.
Yeah, that exists.
Fire has been invented. In case anyone's wondering, there is fire. And the other problem is a lot of library books have little labels in them because they're library books, and those have metal in them. So those make a thing called sparks, which will also make that thing called fire.
Oh.
So if you want to burn your house down,
I just don't understand
ahead.
Why you would do that. Like, I don't know what your thought process that would lead you to putting a library book in the microwave.
What confuses me about this, Antoine, is it, and this is kind of a nerd word, it's a paradox, because these two things, they just don't go together. Because what I have here is someone who's smart enough to want to go to the library to get books. Okay?
Yes.
So that, to me, that is book learning. That's somebody who's all smart and
yes.
stuff. And yet, they're dumb enough to try to put them in the microwave. How does this? That doesn't happen.
So confusing.
Yeah, and yet it's happening. It's time to play Fat Chance! The game where you have to have faith in your K92 Morning Thang member. Here's your host, Antoine Terrell.
Hello, everybody. My name is Antoine Terrell, and I'm your host for Fat.
I just said that. Yeah. I said your host, Antoine Terrell.
But if you didn't know, I'm going to let you know again.
Well, you know, all those game show hosts are a bunch of narcissists anyway.
Yeah, we have to say our own name.
Right. They get introduced and like, yes, that's right. I am Antoine Seacrest. How are you?
I'm still waiting on my skinny mic.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I put
like
in
Drew
my
Carey.
Order for that. Yes.
He said, here's Drew Carey. And Drew Carey's like, hi, I'm Drew Carey.
Yeah.
Skinny mic for Fat Chance. I like
yes,
that.
Yes, we are going to find out how much confidence you have in your morning thanger. I'm going to give Zach and Monica a category such as NBA teams.
Yeah.
Okay. You will decide how many teams in the NBA.
That's just like, you know, that's not a real.
That's an example.
Okay.
Monica, a bit of a visceral reaction to that.
You will decide how many teams your participant, the person who's playing for you, can name.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe that they can name five, you'll say five. And then the opponent comes in, they'll say, Fat Chance, there's no way Monica can name five,
uh-huh.
or I think Zach can name six or
six
more.
Six or seven or whatever it is. Sort of like name that tune back in the
okay.
day.
Yes.
And bid back and forth. Let's say good morning to our first contestant. Her name is Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hey Stephanie.
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing all
good.
Right. Stephanie, when you order a steak, how would you like it cooked?
If I'm a steak?
If you're ordering a steak, how would you like
it
cooked?
Medium.
Okay.
All right.
You can stay. That's
she said,
fine.
If I was a steak.
Well, actually, you know, yeah. we play a lot of imagination time around here. She's like, wait a minute, is this an improv game?
Well, that's a good question too, though. If you were a steak, what cut? Which cut would you be?
If you were a steak, how would you describe? What cut of steak would you be, Stephanie?
It'd be a filet mignon.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Whoa. I was thinking that, girl.
There
yeah.
you go.
She's like, I have a very Whoa. Strong opinion of myself.
With?
She's playing against Michael.
Oh, okay.
I don't know yet. We'll decide in a minute. We'll say good morning to Michael first. Hi, Michael.
Good morning. Good morning.
Michael, if you were a steak, what steak would you be?
Ooh, a ribeye.
Okay.
All right,
ribeye.
Good.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
Good. He's got some fat. Uh-huh. He's got some marbling, but he's damn delicious, and he's Michael. Okay. Stephanie, your choice. You can team up with me, Zach, or Miss Monica today in Fat Chance. Who are you picking?
I got to go with my girl.
Okay.
Woo!
Good luck with that.
She's filet.
She's never won this game, but team filet mignon.
Yeah.
She got a point last time, which is the first time she ever had, and it's going to be team ribeye, me and Michael. Boys versus girls here in the game. So Fat Chance, as Antoine says, is going to give us a category, and then you guys, you're going to stay. You're part of this game. You're going to decide how many items in the category you think your player can do, and then the other person will get the option to either up the ante with their person or say, Fat Chance, I'd like to see you try.
All right.
So, Antoine, what is the category?
So our first category is... Ooh, it's a creative category.
Oh, creativity.
Oh, crap.
Oh, man.
Different names for a butt.
Okay.
Okay.
For a butt.
For a butt.
So different slang terms for the butt.
For the butt. So, Stephanie.
How many do you think Monica can do in 15 seconds? Butt terms.
Let's say eight.
Okay. Eight butt terms. You know, there is no classier program on the radio right now than this one.
All right.
Michael, do you want to go for nine butt terms or do you want to say fat chance?
Let's say nine.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All right. Stephanie, do you want to say fat chance to Zach naming nine butt terms in 15 seconds or do you want to say 10 or more for Monica?
I'm going to say fat chance.
Okay.
All right. So, Zach, you have 15 seconds
you gotta do all
to name a butt.
Okay. And butt doesn't count as one.
Butt does not count.
Okay.
Yeah, 15 seconds. You have to do nine.
Okay. Here we go. 15 seconds. Let's go. Derriere, booty, badonkadonk, ass, buttocks, cheeks, the backside, the undercarriage, the bum, the bum stiggity bum stiggity bum, rump, the round mound of rebound.
Yeah. I think you got more than
you got. You 14.
Yes.
I'm gonna tell you all right now. That is the pinnacle of my career.
Oh. There were four. You got four. There was one I didn't count. And I can't think of which one. The undercarriage. Yeah, I didn't count the undercarriage.
That's because it's in the middle.
Uh-huh. Yes,
it's the bridge.
Yes,
it's the bridge.
Okay, I got it. That was good. All right. Thank you, Michael.
You felt the pressure there.
I could feel the pressure come off of Zach right there.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of butts going on. Okay. So that is round one for Boys, Team Ribeye. Right. Now, what's the second category?
So, Michael, the category for you to start with is restaurants with a drive-thru.
Restaurants with a drive-thru.
With a drive-thru.
Okay, so they got to have a drive-thru of some kind.
Yes.
15 seconds. What do you think, Michael?
I'm going to say, let's go with 10.
10, okay.
10, all right. All right, Stephanie.
Zach is like, you're making me work today.
Stephanie, do you think Monica can name
thinking about him.
11 or more, or do you want to say fat chance to Zach naming 10 restaurants
We're
with the drive?
11.
Ooh.
All right.
Now I got to stand up. Hold on my back.
All right, Michael, do you want to say fat chance to Monica being able to name 11 restaurants with a drive through in 15 seconds, or do you think Zach can do 12 or more?
He could do 15, I think.
Fat chance.
Yep. All right, fat chance. Monica.
I feel like she can do it.
11 restaurants with a drive-thru.
Go! Okay.
Taco Bell, McDonald's, Wendy's, Hardee's, Burger King, Long John Silver's, Rally's, a cookout, the chicken joint Popeyes, KFC, they have, I said McDonald's, How many did I have? How many did I get?
Goodness.
Dang it. I think I know how many you got.
Goodness. You needed 11 in 15 seconds, and you got 10.
No, come on. Seriously.
You
got
the K92 Morning Thang trending top three, number three.
Now, I think the answer to this question would be yes. Antoine, would you like to win $25,000?
Yes, sir.
Monica, would you like to win $25,000?
Yeah.
Okay. You can do this by just using one finger on your body.
Okay.
One finger could win you $25,000. This is free to enter, and it is going down on Tuesday. There's some app called Finger on the App.
All right.
Okay. I should start by saying right now, Antoine, too bad, so sad. This is just for iOS people. So Android, out.
So why would you even ask me from the beginning?
I forgot.
I have my MacBook iOS.
No, you need a phone. Because this is a company called Mischief, M-S-C-H-F, and the YouTuber Mr. Beast, who a lot of people know. He's got like 35 million subscribers. They are doing, you can download Finger on the App, and then next Tuesday at 3 o'clock, they're doing it one time. It's a contest to see who can keep their finger on their phone the longest.
Okay.
So they'll say, ready, set, go. You'll have your finger on some spot on your phone, and you cannot take it off. Last person to take it off wins.
That would last. I imagine that would last like days.
I think so. You got to think some nerd's going to figure out a way to make it think they're going to put a penny on their phone and it's going to make it think that it's a finger.
They're going to hack it somehow.
Uh-huh. Here's the catch on all of this, too. You will maybe win $25,000.
What do you mean?
Well, what happens is everyone who doesn't win.
Maybe.
Yeah, everyone who doesn't win determines the amount of cash the winner receives. So if you're anyone that participates in this game and you lose, you get to vote how much the winner should get. And you're allowed to vote as little as zero. So you can be like, you know what? Fine. You get nothing. I didn't win. You don't win it either.
They could be some haters.
But maybe not. And I don't know how that works, if it's a majority rules or if it's, you know, they take an average of all of them and put it together. But I get, you know, the rationale you should think to yourself, too, is even if you don't win, well, screw this company because they're going to make a bunch of money off of this whole thing. So they should have to pay out the $25,000. So maybe you want to give that to a random person.
I'm pretty bitter when I lose at something. So.
Yeah. So that, again, it's Tuesday, June 30th, 3 o'clock Eastern time. You can download the app, finger on the app, and then get ready. Somebody could win $25,000, and it will probably not be you. But you can try, and then you'll have a say in it in the end.
Number two
trending. Oh, my God. The Takis. The Takis. My house is overrun with the Takis.
You said that.
My daughter eats. She eats so many Takis.
Ava loves them.
Yeah. Isabella, I don't want to tell her, hey, stop it. Stop eating this junk food. You're eating too much junk food. She's 11. I mean, that's part of the joy of being 11 years old is you get to eat junk food. But, I mean, yesterday, when she was on her third bowl of Takis by the end of the day, and for lunch, she had asked for a cheese quesadilla with Takis in them. I said, look, do you think maybe that's too many Takis for the day? Because I feel like it's too many Takis for the day. And you know what? It's not even so much the nutritional content or lack thereof that I have a problem with. It's the sound. They're a loud food, and I'm sick of hearing it.
All crunchy and all that noise.
Monica, have you noticed too that there's that the Takis are a very loud food?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm like, are you done? I was like, I can't. I just can't deal.
Yeah, because if you've never had a Taki, it's a cylinder. Kind of looks like a fruit roll up almost. I mean, they're little. They're just these like little rolled up taquito looking things, and they're super spicy. So they're really crunchy, which is problem number one. And because they're hot, I find that they end up causing a lot of mouth open eating. There's a lot of open mouth chewing, and that just makes everything louder.
You're trying to get that cool air to come in.
Yep. And then, you know, people, there's that going on. Finger licking also. Oh, there was a reason I was talking about all of this. There's two new brands of Takis that are coming out that I'm sure every kid's going to want that likes Takis. They are color changing Takis.
Okay.
And they'll be available at Target. So the scorpion barbecue flavored Takis will turn from dark red to some sort of bright neon blue, and the volcano queso variety will turn from orange to green. Not sure how that happens. Probably while you're chewing with your mouth open, your spit, the air, all of those things.
Kids will love it though.
Yeah, some more Takis. Daddy, can you get more Takis? When I come home from the grocery store now and I start the list for the next time, I just write Takis. I write it at the top because I know it's going to happen.
Number one
trending. Fireworks. I guess this year, and is it just me? Has anyone else noticed that there's been more firework noises going on earlier?
There's been a lot lately. Week and a half, there's been a lot of fireworks.
So in New York City, noise complaints about fireworks is up 426% from last year. And they're not the only city that are doing it. People are complaining all over the place.
It goes on till all hours of the night. These kids are setting off fireworks. It's loud, maybe annoying.
You don't know if it's a gun. You don't know to duck, to stand up, you know. So you really don't know.
It's a lot of booms, you know.
I'm going to correct that one person that said it's these kids and these fireworks. I believe in most cases, it's us adults.
Oh, it's definitely adults that's doing it.
I'm not going to lay all that blame on the children. But yeah, I guess it's because there's more noise complaints this year because there's less traffic and people out. So we are hearing more stuff. And also, we're all pent up and there's going to be less big firework displays. So everyone's doing their own. But I guess fireworks are.
People have the real deal fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Going off.
Yes.
Loud.
We are close to the South Carolina. So you can go and you can get yourself the real deals and make them good and loud. But yeah, I've been hearing it for a week.
Yeah, at least a week. In the middle of the night, like during dinner, you could tell because you hear a bunch of dogs howling and barking and stuff,
too. You have dinner in the middle of the night? Your schedule is all over the place.
It's weird.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. Now, today's scam is on Megan. Her husband let me know that she's the assistant to the big boss. And most of the building has been working remotely the last few months, but now they're easing back in to having people in the office. So I'm going to let her know that the boss wants her to hang some posters and stuff for everybody when they get back. And they're all pretty awful. It's the birthday scam, Oprah Nopra, on the K92 Morning Thang.
Hello?
Yes, hello there. I'm trying to reach Megan. That you?
It is.
Hi, Megan. My name is Santurthe Phillips. I got your number from your boss, Alan.
Oh, okay.
So here's the deal. I run a company called the Inspiration Station, and we make all sorts of motivational and instructional signs and merchandise for offices, stuff like that. And Alan has hired us to do some signs for y'all as everybody comes back into the office.
That sounds wonderful.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. This is a big order for me, man. So I'm going to make everything look great for you guys.
What do you need from me?
Well, Alan said to just call you and set everything up, and then you would handle the order and the billing and the purchasing and all that stuff, okay?
All righty.
Okay. So the first thing we're going to do is this set of motivational posters. And I ran this one by Alan, and he loved it. So it's a big sign, and it says, "Welcome back, everybody. We missed you. Now, don't screw up, because there's plenty of people out of work who'd be happy to take your job."
Oh, my gosh. Did it really say that?
Absolutely. Because then it's got a picture of a kitty cat who's all yawning with a little kitty cat mouth and everything.
And Alan signed off on this.
Oh, yeah.
It just really doesn't seem like something that he would want everyone to see. I mean, it's really not funny if he's trying to make a joke. I don't think he would sign off on that.
Yeah, but like I said, it's got an adorable kitty cat, and people love that stuff. I mean, have you never seen the internet?
Of course I have.
Well, the internet loves kitty cats.
All right, fine, whatever.
Okay, great. So now the next thing, and this is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be a huge banner that hangs right there in your front lobby. And it's going to say, "God loves a hard worker, so get your lazy ass in gear or Jesus will hate you."
Oh. What? Okay, you cannot, you just can't be serious right now.
Oh, I am dead serious. It's highly motivational, too, because we put it as a quote, and then we list the person who said the quote, and that makes it very powerful.
Yes.
Who said that?
Oprah Winfrey.
There's just no way Oprah said that.
Well, no, she didn't. But we say that she did, and then everybody thinks it's all profound. And then they listen because they think Oprah is so smart and rich and everything.
Okay, you cannot do that.
Sure, I can do that. I just write Oprah Winfrey on there, and then boom, now she said it.
Yeah.
No, that's unethical. And not to mention, the quote itself is highly offensive and rude.
Lady, I wouldn't go talking bad about something Oprah Winfrey said.
Oprah didn't say that, though, you idiot.
Well, not if you sell it like that. No. Ain't nobody going to believe it.
Okay, good, because this is terrible. I'm sorry, but I can't have this stuff in our office. I mean, what kind of company are you?
Bad one. Radio company, though. Hey, it's Zach from K92. You're on a birthday scam right now.
Oh, my gosh, you have to be kidding me.
Hi, happy birthday from Oprah Winfrey. Like, if I do it as a quote like that, now it's good, right?
Yeah, now it's good. K92. Birthday scam.
Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. Birthday scam. The K92 Morning Thangs. Ghost Hunters.
We welcome in Tamara. She got ghosted. Hi, Tamara.
Hi.
So, friends for a decade, and it sounds like pretty good friends, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've hung out in a group together, and we've still pretty much talked to all the same folks.
And Michael approaches you, this is your friend, and he says, mm-hmm. "I'd like to try the whole more than friends thing, let's go out on a date," and that interested you as well?
Yes.
So you go on a date to a brewery, we don't know a lot of details about that date, and Tamara says, we'll see what he says, because they were supposed to go to a wedding afterward,
yep.
And he just never never
that's messed up.
Just ghosted her. I mean, that's what this is. I know it's a wedding.
It's
and you're
very surprising.
A date.
Yeah,
it
that's
is
very surprising.
And then you feel like a doofus when you're at a wedding by yourself.
Yes, I mean, I had his plate of food next to me that they like brought to the table.
Oh, I know. It's so sad. And then they're just like, oh, you're here by yourself? Where's your date? Everybody talks to you like you're an old cat. Uh-huh.
But there's always somebody right there be like, so do you need that extra plate, or can I take that?
Yeah, exactly. I'll eat that right
there. Like,
that's
good. Like, can I?
Monica,
what about that roast beef?
To-go plate. Michael has agreed to come on with us, and he has agreed to talk to you to explain the whole thing. So let's welcome him in right now. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Michael, hi. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for agreeing to do Ghost Hunter. So I'm going to give you the floor. Go ahead. What would you like? What's on your mind?
Well, Tim, you know me. You like know me too much. That's probably a problem.
What? You sound stupid. What?
What does that mean? You know me too much.
Okay, well, I dated your sister back in high school.
Okay, so you dated Tamara's sister.
Yeah.
But that was in high school. That, to me, it's like a rough draft of life. Nothing
doesn't
actually
really
matters.
Like,
but so you're saying that's the problem? What does that have to do with any of this?
I think the problem is that we went all the way.
Here we go.
This feels like high school. You and the sister, or you and Tamara?
The sister.
Okay. But that was back in high school, right?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, unless it happened last week, and then, you know.
Oh, my God.
Maybe there's an issue here.
So that's why you ditched me at the wedding?
You know, I don't like weddings.
But you said you would go, and you're the one. This was your idea.
Yeah.
You're the one who said, hey, let's try this, you know.
Let's cross this line.
Let's cross the line. Let's do the more than friends thing, right?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Do I owe anything for the plate?
Yes, they did. I cannot with you. Thank y'all for getting him to answer the phone. Michael, I'm going to call you once we hang up, so therefore, you need to answer the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to.
I don't think he's going to answer.
I don't think he's answering
this
phone.
I don't think so either. I mean, aren't you? This is someone you were friends with, right? This is a friend of yours.
He's going to have to see me around, so he better like come up with a better explanation than that.
I don't know why you would act this way towards someone that's supposed to be your friend.
Yeah.
This is someone you don't like. These are the kind
cold.
Of things you say.
It's coming off cold.
Do you have any explanation for that, or you're just done? Michael?
Sounds like Michael's just done.
All right, well, he's just done. All right.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's done. Goodbye.
Wow.
He's gone.
Wow.
Okay.
That took a turn.
This is your friend, Tamara? You're friends with this guy?
Well, I guess now I know better. I honestly was not expecting that at all.
That was so weird. What is going on? I feel like something else happened, and now he's all freaked out. Mm-hmm.
He's frazzled. He's just reaching for things right now.
Right. He did something, and he knows he did something.
Uh-oh.
Because, I mean, this doesn't even sound like someone I'd want to be friends with if this is the way they treated me as friends.
Like, just call him and then call us back.
Yeah. I would like to know that.
Let us know.
Maybe he'll give you some better answers, but I would certainly say from a dating standpoint, this is not
no-go.
Somebody you want to date anyway.
Mm-mm.
Doesn't sound like a fun relationship. I know. Made you look like a fool at that wedding, but you did at least get two plates of food, so there is that. Tamara, we do appreciate you being on and being a good sport about all this, and certainly keep us posted, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Oh, yeah, I think he did something. He did something last week, and he keeps bringing up the sister. So what went down there? Those are my suspicions. I'm writing my own story now. Let's see if we get an update. We'll certainly pass it along if we do. If you want to be on a future Ghost Hunters, you want answers? We'll try to get them for you. Contact us here, K92 Morning Thang, Ghost Hunters in the books. All right, look, man, it's pathetic. But I'm here to confess.
Okay.
I wanted this accomplishment in my life. No matter how lame it was.
And people will go to extreme measures to reach certain goals.
Right.
To create certain moments.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's sometimes what I don't understand about us either is we lie to ourselves to create these moments. Mm-hmm. And we know deep down it's a lie. And we do it all the time. I think back to when I used to go to the gym and I had the little workout notebook.
Oh, that's cute.
You know, and you have your little notebook and you write down 12 reps at 150 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be times I'd be there working out and I would pump out 11 reps. I'd write down 12. I would write down 12. Correct. And I knew it wasn't 12.
Imaginary.
Why did I write 12?
Shame.
I write it in my own book. No one looks at this book but me. Because who on earth would want to look at this book? Lie to yourself. Mm-hmm. You lie to yourself all the time. And that's what I did here the other day, to have my own personal pathetic achievement for no particular reason whatsoever. And I even recorded it on my phone, this pathetic achievement right here, because we have a fancy filtered water dispenser thing.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do.
And it keeps count. It has a counter.
It does. It hit 1,000 while you were not here.
I know everybody rubbed it in.
Uh-huh. I sent you a picture of
it. They did. See, they know that I like accomplishments like that. Because what you do is you go over and you fill your bottle, and it keeps a counter of how many bottles we've saved. Right. You can be so proud of
yourself. And just so you know, that was the head guy's idea to make sure we sent that to you. He came to me directly.
Oh, I know. Antoine, it always starts at the top.
Yes.
I understand. Absolutely. Well, I went over last week to get myself some water, and the counter was on 1971.
Okay.
1971.
1971, which sounds relatively insignificant. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to call it a year, it would be 1971.
Okay. Yes.
Well, you see, guys.
Random year.
I was born, I'm a bicentennial baby. I was born in 1976.
Okay.
The 200th anniversary of America. Me and Murica, we were born, we were celebrating our birthday in 1976. And I thought to myself, man, I really would like to have the 1976 bottle saved of this water.
Look at you.
But I know darn well if I fill up right now, I ain't gonna come. Someone else is gonna steal my thunder.
That's correct.
That will happen.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. I filled and poured out 5 bottles of water just so I could take a picture of 1976.
Hmm? Oh my gosh, so wasteful.
Probably killed a dolphin somewhere. I'm sure that's how this works.
Oh.
Yeah, so poured all that water out just to get the 1976. I did.
That machine's supposed to help us.
I ain't gonna lie. Save. I thought about sitting there for 10 minutes and sucking it down to 2,000 and taking that one too.
Let me ask you a question, Zach.
Go ahead.
Do you know what happens to that water when it goes back through the filtration system?
Tell you, it kills a dolphin. Something. I don't know.
It's not good.
No.
I have no clue what it is.
I don't know.
But I started it like I knew. That's wasteful.
I think every time you pour one of those bottles out, it says bottle saved, but then at the same time, a kitten doesn't get adopted somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, it's probably a baby cries every time
you pour
it out.
You feel good about yourself.
Are you proud of yourself that you got the year, no matter how you got
it? Yeah, he is.
I feel like time will heal these wounds, and later it's going to be more of an accomplishment.
He's all right. He has a video.
We have to pay for that water. Every cup that gets filtered, that's why it's keeping track, because the station has to pay for it. So those 5 bottles that you just wasted were paid for no reason.
Well, who cares? We're not paying for it.
It's coming out of our check. It's going to be our. We're going to have a staff.
Everything's coming out of our check already. So you want to do
not
that?
Our check.
You owe me 48 cents.
Yeah, put it on my tab. We'll see. I have the accomplishment on my phone. As far as everybody else knows who doesn't work here, I nailed it. Mm-mm. Bicentennial baby.
No.
Pathetic.
Yeah.
She has a crush, but it's a secret. Mm. And why must it remain a secret? What's wrong with this crush?
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
You know, I shouldn't say it that way. I should, because maybe it's what's right with this crush.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
But we don't know.
It can be something exciting.
So let's be honest. We say good morning to Not Hannah. She would like to remain anonymous, so that is fine. Hello, Not Hannah. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good. So you have a secret, and it's a crush.
Yes.
That's all I know. So is it good? Why is it a secret? What's the issue here? So I get there's got to be some kind of layer.
Yeah, there is. Okay, so basically I think that I'm in love with my best friend's sister. My best friend is a male. He's a straight male. We worked together for probably about 3 years or so. However, his sister is straight, too.
Okay.
Now, I'm bisexual. Everybody knows it. You know, I don't hide it. We all hang out together. And I just, like, recently I've just been feeling like I'm able to open up to her, like, very freely and you know, just having some feelings. And, like, she's a kisser. Like, she greets me with a kiss on the cheek and a hug. And I don't think she means anything by it, but I just don't know.
Okay. Do you feel like there's some sort of, you know, that vibe, that energy, the it's on, you know, that kind of thing?
I do at times, but then at some points I don't. Like, I'm getting mixed signals from her. And, you know, because she's straight, I don't know. It's very confusing. And yeah. I don't know if I should confess, you know, my feelings.
Well, you know what? I will say to start, and then we will start trying to support her feelings and understanding. But on behalf of men everywhere, now you know what it feels like. Okay, what? This is what we have to deal with our entire lives. The confusion, the mixed message, the not knowing if you should make that next move. All of those things that a lot of times women don't ever have to deal with because it ends up being the way it is.
She feels comfortable enough to, you know, you said that you feel comfortable enough to open up to her. Maybe you can kind of... Like, I really like you. I enjoy hanging out with you. We should go out more.
This is, just so I'm clear, this is a sister of the best friend, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a challenge, too. That's an extra layer.
Well, actually, I thought if he's your best friend, have a conversation with him. Because if he's the best friend, if he's a legitimate best friend, mm-hmm. you guys have talked about relationships and things like that before.
Uh-huh. Is your best friend, because you said he is a straight male, but you are bi.
Yeah.
Is he in a relationship? Have you guys ever had a thing?
No. Nothing has ever gone on between us.
All right. But are you sure he doesn't have feelings for you or anything?
Zach,
I gotta ask. I don't trust.
He said it's been years. I think he would have made a move by now.
And how is that relevant? She wants the sister, not him.
No, it has nothing to do with her, but it has to do with your confiding in him situation. And if he's got pent up feelings, then what happens there?
It's been years. Though.
So?
Yes.
So I think he would have already made some
He would have made a move by now.
Yeah, there was something.
He's like a brother to me. We have like a brother sister.
Right. No, I understand you say that, but does he say that? I am always suspicious in a male and female friendship. I'm not saying it can't happen, but there are so many cases where somebody has hidden
Do
feelings.
Do you think that he's going to make a move after she says, I want your sister?
I don't know.
Do you think that's the time for him to jump in back?
Well, I just want to tell you right now that I've always been in love with you.
Now that I know you're into our genetics,
right. Not her.
Let me tell you how I feel.
I believe you when you say that he's just your best friend.
Antoine, as someone who is a man and knows men, I am not ruling that out, okay? I don't think you can either. Good morning, Steven.
My idea is next time she goes in for a kiss, just to let her know right then that if she keeps that up, then you might develop a crush on her.
Ah.
And see what she says, how she responds to that.
Innocent flirting, that there's some truth in it.
Yeah, when Antoine repeated that, it sounded real smooth. How did you be like, if you keep kissing me like that, what would you say?
Excuse me. The next time that she leans in and she gives you like a kiss on the cheek, you're like, all right, girl, you keep doing that. I'm going to fall for you.
Yeah, see, there it is.
I'm going to fall for you. And then she goes back in and gives you a kiss. And you're like,
then you know.
You're like, okay, it's on.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, I'm highly suspicious that the guy, there could be feelings with the best friend.
I don't know. I feel like he would have said something.
No.
But I do think, and, you know, somebody text in, it's like bro code, like you being best friends with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like you want to... Before you enter a relationship with like somebody's family member, you want to
ask permission.
You want to make sure it's cool with your friend.
Poor Hannah, she's got to do all the guy things, like worry about rejection, deal with the bro code.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
Hi. Sorry, y'all.
That's all right. It ain't your fault. It's the internet's fault. Actually,
no, it's the fault of the deer.
It's Bambi's fault.
Yeah, it's the deer.
It's Bambi. Stupid Bambi's fault. Started the day by hitting Monica's car, so now she's having a day.
That movie sucks.
You know, I always found that movie to be overrated.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie all the way through.
It's boring.
It's boring.
Don't waste your time. Don't let the kids see it. Watch Lion King.
There you go. There you go.
Don't get me started.
Hey, Zach, whatever your name is. I got so caught up in defending the Lion King, I called him Jack. Shut up, Jack.
Look here, buddy.
Because there was going to be something at the end of Jack. It was a two-part. It was a two-part word, guys. I couldn't get to it.
It's overrated.
All right, we'll start with Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. They're expecting their first baby, and they have some names floating around, but they said that they will wait until they see the baby, and the baby will determine the name.
All right.
So. They're doing that.
I imagine people do that. I'm not going to choose the baby's name, and the baby will choose its own name. I will look at the baby.
The baby's face will tell me.
Right. I would be like, look at you, Bertrand. You know, whatever the heck
See,
it is.
My mom didn't know if I was going to be a boy or a girl until she had me, until I was out in the world. Mm-hmm. So she was like, okay, everybody pick a name. So that's what
That's how it came up.
Right. Yeah, my sister picked my name. My dad picked the name. My mom picked April because I was born in April and called it a day.
Yep. And so. Somebody walking by threw a name in there. They were just like, let's go for April. There. It's perfect. Yeah.
It works.
Well,
it
hey,
works.
Whatever. Whatever works. Man, maybe that'll work. And I guess if nothing else, what you can have your entire life as the mother is if your kid complains about their name, be like, ain't my fault. You look like a Jack.
Yeah. Blame your face.
Look here, Jack.
You know, Luther Vandross, he was named after like a noodle.
A noodle?
His mom like looked over at a box of noodles and his middle name came from like a noodle or something like that.
Well, is his middle name fettuccine? What's his middle name?
It's I forget. Of course I know that. It is named after a noodle, but
you know that, but you don't know.
Oh, I know, but what noodle?
Oh, his middle name is Ronzoni.
Ronzoni. Oh, Ronzoni. Okay. So it's really his middle was. Name. I was gonna guess Luther Cup of Noodles Vandross.
Nope. It's Ronzoni.
Ronzoni. Yeah. That's so bizarre. Just give them no middle name. Okay.
Well, and don't you love when folks say, hey, I am so much fun to hang out with. And, hang out with me when I'm sober. Extra fun. That's what Miley Cyrus says.
I appreciate her message, but you let the rest of us decide this.
It's really hard because, especially being young, you know, there's that stigma of, like, you're no fun. And it's like, honey, I know you can call me a lot of things, but I know that I'm fun.
Okay. I've always found my entire life when someone says, I have a funny story for you, it's not. And anyone that tells me I'm fun isn't, because they're trying to convince
me
of it. Yes.
So Miley Cyrus, who's her friends? Like, who does she hang out with?
Because
usually you see celebrities hang out with a certain group of friends. I don't see her leave the house.
I believe it was.
She's like, hey, honey, I'm a bunch of fun.
Ronzoni. Yeah. Ronzoni. I'm just Ronzoni. Looking over at the box of pasta. It's her friend Ronzoni.
I'm
he
just
is.
Trying to look. Yeah. I feel like she hung out with like Vanessa Carlton or something like that.
Yeah, but I think they had a falling out. And then she's not married anymore. Oh, yeah, she's one of those people that don't really hang out and just hangs out with her dogs.
Her and Demi Lovato have renewed their friendship because they had a falling out. And now. As of 2020, they've pulled back together.
That's actually a good friendship for both of them, because if they're both going to do sober life, then that's what I find is the biggest challenge for people that are going through the program, because it's very hard. And then you need to be surrounded by people that are like-minded, because if you hang out with your same jerk friends from before, well, you end up a jerk of them.
Yeah, and they don't even have to be like-minded. They have to be supportive.
Yes.
They have same thing with a diet, going on a diet journey. You just have to be around people that aren't going to be throwing Skittles and stuff in their mouth in front of you.
That's why when Demi Lovato called, you know, she texts me and she's like, you up? I'm like, I'm sorry. We can't do this. I'm bad for you. Yeah. I'm bad. I care about you too much, Demi. You go bother Antoine. He'll be fine. Go text him. He's up, I'm sure.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out.
We all have secrets, and here's where we clear them all out.
Mm-hmm.
You can confess all your things, and what's fun is you can text in anonymously to 52353. So you get to hear your secret.
You're like, oh, they said it.
Yeah, it's fun.
They don't know who I really am.
Mm-hmm. They don't know deep down the real you. And also, we talked to some people. Not Devin's got a secret that might upset her boyfriend, so we'll figure it out. Text 52353, because sometimes the secrets are embarrassing. I eat snacks in bed, and it drives my husband crazy, so I blame the crumbs on the kids. They lost an hour of iPad time last week, and I didn't say anything.
We didn't do it.
Yeah. Sus
she
the
did.
Liars, lying kids. This person, they need our support, and they need our help, because they say, quote, 52353, that's the text. I listened to Nickelback when I was younger, and I will still sing along if they come on the radio.
Good thing they don't.
I think we all probably would sing along a little bit, wouldn't we?
I don't know a single Nickelback song.
I bet you if Zach starts singing a little bit, you'll
recognize
would it.
Never associate ourselves with Nickelback on any level.
Hey, this is Chad.
And I'm Mike, and we're from Nickelback, and you're listening to the K92 Morning Thing.
What?
On K92.
Who put that in there?
Virginia's number one hit music station.
Of course, it's Chad, the lead singer
Chad.
Of Nickelback. You remember this song, right?
Yeah.
Far Away.
Antoine knows.
I promise I don't.
The
don't
firefighter video. That one. Come on, Antoine.
Live, sir. Live, sir.
You don't know that one.
I don't know if you're making fun of it or singing it as it sounds.
Standing in line with the sun in my
hand. You don't like lines. These
I like Monica singing it.
But I'll do the other part.
Heavy boy, you were.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying I don't know it.
He's just saying it's bad. And I don't like it one bit. Not Devin has been patiently waiting.
You agree?
No, that's not her. Not Devin has been patiently waiting. So let's say good morning to her now. Hello, not Devin, not her real name. Hi.
Hi.
So you have a secret, and it was that you were a Nickelback groupie back in the day.
Absolutely not. Oh.
They were so popular. And then so annoying and so fitting that the lead singer's name is Chad. So it's just, it all works out. Okay, so Devin, what is your confession? What would you like to share with us today?
Okay, first, a little bit of context. I always tease my boyfriend about his super sexy hot dad.
Okay.
It's a bit, you know what I mean? It really like makes his skin crawl.
So you
it's
mess
really
with him and you say, ooh, your dad's hot. I think your dad's
your
sexy, so cute.
Sexy dad.
Okay.
Such a dad. Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, I would take that as a compliment because I'm going to end up looking like that eventually.
Listen, my boyfriend has got it going on. Like, okay. There is nothing wrong with him having a hot body.
Yeah. So
he gets really like, he's like, stop it. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you do just to mess with him, which is good.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's a bit. But, oh God. So it's going to be really awkward when I have to let him know that his dad accidentally sent me a sext.
What?
That's hilarious.
But accidentally.
That's
hilarious. It was like he sent me an apology and he was like trying to explain and it was mortifying. It was horrible.
What?
His girlfriend and I both have babies that start with L. So like it was just like I'm next to her in his phone. So anyway, it was a total accident. Like I really don't, but oh my God. Oh my God.
Awkward.
Was it an accident?
Oh, that's funny.
Do you have this ongoing joke with the dad? Oh, I think you're so cute.
No,
do you say okay?
No. Right. It's just my boyfriend, okay. And like it's not. I don't mean it. Like his dad and I have a like fine, friendly relationship. There's not anything weird at all.
Right.
But it's just like this is nice. But you guys, no.
Thanksgiving dinner's gonna be something else.
It's the thing. I can't look him in the eyes. The picture shows everything. It was everything.
You can't look him in the eyes because you're looking somewhere else. That's what's
good. Yeah, you know what? I suggest looking him in the eyes. That would be a better idea.
Focus.
Bless your heart.
She got to bless your heart.
Yeah, she got bless
what
your heart.
What about bless his heart?
Well, was it a good picture, I guess?
Wait a minute.
I plead the fifth.
Which means it wasn't awful.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she does it. He does have it going on.
He has it going on.
His girlfriend.
Now she knows.
Wow. Please pass the mashed potatoes. Yeah. This is harder to say. I don't know why. Oh my God. I love it, and I have a headache all at the same time.
That's funny.
Stupid phones.
Yeah. Oh, they'll get you.
Man, I think it's Facebook. Woo. I blame the Facebook guy.
The text?
Yes, all of it.
Mark Zuckerberg for
yes.
the text message?
He has figured out a way to invade your privacy and screw you over in every single
way. He's really taken over then.
Uh-huh.
Good gosh.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. Man. When did this happen?
Last week.
Okay. The wound is... See, even the word wound sounds wrong here. Yeah.
Is the text still in your phone?
Yes. I looked at it for a second and then was like, and then just didn't touch it.
But you did delete.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a delete button.
Yeah, do you want to show?
No, I know.
Does she need
to
show her? Show her boyfriend to prove that it happened?
What? I don't know, but then.
If it comes up, she might need to prove.
Right.
The
and then show the chain after she needs
to. I think you need to keep it and show your boyfriend.
Save the evidence. And show him?
Yeah. He needs to see what happened.
Hey, Monica, I have a great idea. Why don't you show him on Christmas Eve? Let's go ahead and do that. Hey, want to see what's in your dad's stocking? Enjoy. Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh.
It may be insignificant, but it's still your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite of that dumb little thing. I think we all have that.
Mm-hmm.
I got a favorite Tupperware. Favorite spoon. The Tupperware, it holds my salad the way I want it to be held.
Aww,
I don't know. It's just, it's the right
perfect.
Size. We only have one that's this sort of square shape that's a little bit larger.
Uh-huh.
It's got a thicker cover to it. I think I stole it from somebody because it's a nice one. And the rest of mine are throwaways.
But it's your fave.
Yeah, it's the good one. And that's the one I like for the salad, for the distribution of my lunch, all of those things. Spoon's the same thing. I don't know what it is about this spoon. I don't know how I ended up with this spoon. It's just in my drawer.
Where'd you steal it from?
I'm about to say, yeah. What restaurant?
Some friend, I think. I don't know.
Oh, you
I think
friend's maybe... house. You put a spoon in your pocket? House.
I did. I think.
I'll take this.
I don't know.
It's a nice looking spoon.
They just got better spoons than us. All the other spoons, they don't stir like this one. This one just has the way the weight is distributed in the handle. Uh-huh. It's just the right amount.
Huh. Gives you a nice little wave when you're stirring something.
I could order a bunch of spoons, but no. I want this one spoon.
I like that spoon because most of the spoons we have, I don't like our spoons because they were fancy wedding gift spoons, mm-hmm. and you're dumb when you sign up for those.
Yeah.
And these are way too bottom heavy. The handle portion is extremely big and heavy. So, for example, you try to put that spoon in a bowl of cereal as you're trying to walk to the couch, it's going to falls out, milk goes everywhere. Mm-hmm. That spoon sucks. Not my favorite spoon, baby. That's my spoon. And I get mad if somebody else is using my spoon, too.
So your son can't use a spoon?
Oh, no. He is not. He has no taste. He doesn't know.
He doesn't deserve that.
Right. He gets a spoon with like a train on it. Who cares about that? He'd be fine.
I have a favorite plate at my mother's house.
Okay.
And it's like it's an older plate, but it's like a sectional type plate.
I was going to say.
But it's just so amazing. And my mother knows it's my favorite. So like if she's cooking like me and my brother breakfast or whatever, uh-huh. she makes sure that she makes sure I get that plate.
But it's sectioned off like some sort of cafeteria tray.
It's circular. But it's broken into three sections. So for people that don't like the food to touch, which I'm not one of those people.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But she just bought a bunch of those plates as kids, and now there's only two in the house. And so she makes sure that I get one of the
two. So she serves him off a little kid
he
plate.
He does.
Monica?
So is that your plate for Thanksgiving dinner?
No, it's not
so
enough space.
You sit at
not
the
enough space.
Kid table, you have your plate.
Yeah, I might as well. Here. His knees
I was
hitting the table.
I was trying to share. I was trying to be a part of the conversation.
You got Animaniacs on this plate? 35-year-old man eating off a cartoon plate. Oh, that's so cute. But it's your favorite.
I love the plate.
It's nostalgia.
Just for breakfast. Yes, okay. That's all nostalgia.
52353 if you got a little favorite something or other. Josh in Radford has a favorite cereal bowl.
Okay.
It just holds his cereal well. You know,
it's
we
the
have
right
a set
amount.
Of, we have a set of bowls, and there's one that I hate more than the other ones. They're all the same. Like, they're matching bowls, but this one has a slight discoloration on the bottom of it from, I don't know, from the dishwasher or whatever it is, because they're white bowls. And I like to take pictures of my food to put it on Instagram.
Yeah, that's not a good
so
picture.
I give that one to my wife because she don't need to take a picture, so she can have the gross, ugly bowl, and I'll get a nice, crisp bowl instead. That's
my bowl.
Yeah.
I like a good pen. Y'all know
that's
me.
That's right, you
I
do.
Like a good pen. My pen today, I use this pen every day here at work, and it's crappy. It's falling apart, as you can tell.
Yeah, weird looking pen.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, but the way it writes when I hold it, it just feels.
Your pen looks like a shiny wand, one that you have there.
It does.
You know what it looks like is you can buy those ones where you say, it's a pen, but it's also, you know, a little something nobody else knows about.
That's what that looks like.
Is that a real pen?
It is a real pen.
Are you sure?
It does. It looks, suspicious.
No. It does.
Shady, but
it looks very suspicious. It does. It just looks like one of those secrets. Oh, what's going on?
I love this thing.
Why is this pen moving? What is this pen?
It's my favorite pen.
It's her favorite pen. And she won't even let us touch it. Like, don't touch
it.
No,
she keeps it right over there.
It's crap. You wouldn't like it anyway.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.